Blog Talk Radio.
Red lights, and you crash in it like a deer inside the headlights.
Yeah,
passionate. I just wanna bask in it, winning it like a championship.
You gon' show me love like you tried it and denied it, but you still let me apply it. Like I made you put your ties in. Show me love, even when you don't got time to.
I'll be there to find you.
I'll remind you. Show me love, treat it like we freaking on a weekend. Show me love.
This love like we never done, baby. I'm in love.
Go ahead, show me love like we never done it. Ooh, I got you running every time I give you some. Show me
there's a storm coming, and it brings with it the cape of a king. Swing by, grip the mic, and be poetically comforted by the verbally elite. Get checked into your rooms, and let's all meet at the presidential suite. Positive vibes flowing, poetic energy growing as we put negativity in retreat. Bad vibes are on the run. Because tonight, Drip the Mic will unleash freestyle flows from our very own rendition of KRS-One. Gina Storm breathing on the mic with a gifted lung that will get you sprung. Straight helium is released because she is a beast with a tongue. Never the one to become complacent with her patience. And, oh shit. Wait, we also got Gina's cadence. Have you heard my brother's pen? Have you heard when my brother goes in? This whirlwind trend then spreads from D.C. to California. This flow will cancel the rest of the season, so you can call them Corona. Pop the cap, sit, sip, and be quick to be flipped by flipping verses from the storm's cadence strip. Presidential sweet lectures and mic reaching measures are in the mix. So put Thursday nights on to do this. Because tonight we have Storm's cadence, Gina Storm, and King's cadence on the mic.
Good evening and happy Thursday, family. We're here back in the presidential suite doing our thing at the Drip the Mic Hotel. I'm one of your hosts this evening, Gina Storm, with my partner in love and rhyme, King's Cadence. We are Storm's Cadence. If you're listening online and you'd like to get in on the shenanigans this evening, feel free to call the Drip the Mic Hotel at 646-378-0355. We'd love to hear what you have to say. King's Cadence, how are you doing this evening?
I'm good. Definitely. Happy to be back.
Absolutely.
So,
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling like this is Friday Eve. You know how much I love Thursdays. So what we're going to do is open with the song Skating Collab, and baby, the mic is yours.
Well, I'm gonna have to have you jump in and do one of yours off the top here. It's a little loud.
You want me to sit a piss back?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, simply, I'm going to open the show with how we're feeling this evening and the way that we want the Drip the Mic Hotel listeners that come into the Presidential Suite this evening to know how we're feeling, what's going on with us. So I'm simply going to title this freestyle Vibration. Every day, I feel some type of way. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. But I'm happy to say, today's one of those good days. See, it's been amazing here lately. I've been trending on a vibe that's winning. Let me explain it to you a little better so that you understand how I got this feeling. See, I have these chronic autoimmune diseases that work on my muscular skeleton every single day. Sometimes I itch from my bone marrow out to the surface of my skin, and it's painful as well. I get migraines that come in clusters, and I'm going through change. I know a lot of women out there feeling like they know that pain because it's insane. I fight my own body every day of life. Usually I hit the ground running, and I do what I must, and some days I can't. So I have to just rest. Hasn't been like that lately, though. I've been getting the things that I want to do done and had some energy to spare at the end of the day, and it feels amazing. So vibrations are everything. People say that your vibe attracts your tribe, and so the people in my life are here for a reason and not just a lesson or a season. They're like me. They're like-minded individuals who also love words and poetry and life and laughter and fresh air and sunshine when they can stand it, to eat good food and to travel whenever possible. They love music and a good time. Yeah, it's a vibe. I've been riding on it, and I feel high. Exhilarated in a way that I feel like if I leapt outside, I touched the sky, like literally would not be held down by gravity. And it's amazing. I feel it core of me. I smile and sometimes even laugh when I speak simply because this is new. It hasn't always been this way. But right now, I have to say that it's the best thing, and I want to spread it for as much people feeling vibrations that I'm giving off. Please be receptive and open to know that you don't have to just suffer through and get by. Your body doesn't have to control your vibe. Your mind doesn't have to have you in prison, and you can enjoy the life you've been given. Today is the present. Unwrap it and enjoy everyone that you're given. I am so happy just to be living. I'm breathing. I'm feeling. I'm thinking. I'm healing. I feel like this is something that I could do from now on, and I told you again, it has no ceiling. Amazing, really. The vibration is everything, and if you're not feeling the same way but you're listening, get you some too. I want you to feel the same way that I do. Thursday isn't just Thursday, but it is also Friday Eve, and you know how much I enjoy the weekend, even though I retired and I don't have to do the 9-to-5. I'm not punching the clock. I'm living by the calendar. Today's the 21st of May, and I'm just happy to say that I'm happy to be here. All right. So, appreciate you. I want everybody to understand that this is not just something I say, but something I do. I want to spread this infection to all of you. So get you some if you can, and hold on to it. I know I am. I'm Gina Stone. Thank you for indulging me in peace. Otherwise, occupied right now, we're going to go to our DJ, play a track so that you can continue the vibe, and we're just going to chill and enjoy the Presidential Suite this evening.
Hey, baby, you know I'm going to turn you up. Walk a flame. I got you. You know.
No, walk a run, 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 come here right now. There's only one thing that I wanna feel right now. Feel right now. Feel right now. You all over my skin. I'm anxious. Paint my body, boy. I'll be your canvas. Don't talk to me. Just show me your talent. Your talent. Oh. One look and you're mine. Huh? Keep your eyes on me now.
keeping ties to you. Keep inside, I keep inside, I be inside of you. Between your thighs, I whoop. We gon' slide by in that coupe. We gon' weave through all that traffic. I wave wands and I work magic. Too much magic can end up tragic. Just attraction, no attention. Sparkle.
Welcome back to the Drip the Mic Hotel. I'm one of your hosts this evening, Gina Storm. Storm's Cadence is the host of the Presidential Suite. You can join the conversation here at 646-378-0355. If you'd like to come on the mic and spit, please, by all means, do so. You're listening online. Thank you. So I don't know if Cadence is available with, but since I am his partner in pen and rhyme. And as I do always, I will freestyle again so that we can give y'all a taste of what you can expect here in the Presidential. A lot of you know that I was diagnosed with lupus at 27 and I'm now 50. Doctors predicted that I would only live to see 30 if I was lucky. So I'm very happy to still be here. And as a warrior and a fighter in this battle against incurable disease, I recognize every May, which is Lupus Awareness Month. So I'm simply going to title this one Lupus Stuff. I remember that day sitting in the doctor's office. My husband at the time was a smoker, so he went outside so that he could do so. I was sitting in the room with the doctor by myself. He was talking real slow. I couldn't understand the words immediately. It was like he was speaking a foreign language, one that's not indigenous to me, so I'm watching his lips move. But the words that he's saying are not making sense because I could swear he just said, you have lupus. Heard of it before, and I know some people who have it as well. What does this mean? Am I going to die immediately? This is a death sentence for me? I had no idea, really. So I started doing research, and I looked up everything, and he sent me to several other doctors that would be the specialists and part of my team, and I worked diligently from that very moment until today, actually, advocating for my own health and making sure that I'm going to be okay. See, one of those situations where you can't worry, you have to pray. Now, I know all of the things that I describe that I go through on a regular basis all sound horrible, and they are. Lupus sucks, but here's the thing. I'm a warrior in this fight, and every day I fight with all my might, and I'm surviving because I was meant to. I'm thriving because I have to, and I'm living my life in spite of the fact doctors have diagnosed me with things. I have no regrets. I think the reason that I was given these battles is because I'm strong enough to handle, and I don't have to question it. I just do it. And I'm glad that I have strength to every day that I am able to, and on the days when I cannot, then I just do what I must. I lay back, and I relax. I stay hydrated, and I eat if possible. I get plenty of rest. I take my medication when I'm supposed to, and I do what's best because I only get one body in this life. This is it. I don't know what's next, but I do know that lupus sucks. And for everyone who's battling their bottom, no matter how many things that they've been diagnosed with and what the side effects are to the medications that they take or all of the things that go along with the disease that the doctors say that they have, please believe, you can still live your best life too. Put one foot in front of the other and just do what you must do. Smile and think positive thoughts. When you wake up in the morning, the first acclamation should be to yourself. Look in the mirror and say, I love you. Say it with your chest. So I have to say that even though I don't feel good every day, on the days that I do, I celebrate wholeheartedly all 24 hours. And I assure you, lupus does still suck. But that's not what I'm dwelling on right now. I'm Gina Storm. Thank you for indulging me. In peace. All right, ladies and gentlemen, like I said previously, we're here in the presidential suite. I'm half of Storm's Cadence, Gina Storm. My partner in love, life, and rhyme is King Cadence. He's here as well. He's not able to come to the mic right now. If you're listening online, the call-in number is 646-378-0355. So please give a call in, raise your hand so that you can share with us your pin. We'd like to know what your vibe is tonight. We're going to go to another track.
She. Live, love, laugh, and set free. Feel me. He. So achy, with wanton glee. Permit to sightsee my silken bush pea. Ooh, la la, wee wee, see see. Sweet nectar, thick like love honey. Guide my feces to thy staff tree. Intense delight in thee, hee hee. So fine, his mind, one of a kind. His pleasure, my business. Bottom line, refined, design, malign, and grind. Sublime. This body, his cosmic dime. He. My passion marquee, supernatural grand prix. She. Full grown black cherry. Come pick me. So tasty. Sugar pudding, licky. Pretty kitty, bubbly. Like pink chablis. Got this love hangover. Come see about she, Mr. Mocha MC. Ooh, la la, wee, see. J'attamine, mon baby. Protéger, amour. Mon complètement. Mary, berry. Si vous. He plus she. Intertwine, recline, then crush. In line, celestial body soar, then climb. Destination, cloud nine. So fine.
Ooh, ladies and gentlemen, that was our chocolate box with an interlude to Ben. That was very beautiful. I loved it. It was like I said, a vibe. Her voice over that music was amazing. And anybody who doesn't know French, that was beautiful. That's all I got to say. So I love the fact that when you're on quarantine, you can do things that you haven't done previously. I have a cousin who's teaching herself guitar and another piano. I love languages. I'm trying to learn a new one now. I also love games and puzzles. So if you find yourself on quarantine, bogged down with all this empty time and your space, your mind wanders into outer space and you don't know what you're doing in your next breath, simply know this is a perfect time for you to learn something, some skill, cook some meal, to do paint some portrait, finish a book that you wouldn't have had the time for before you have now in store. So once again, I'd like to welcome you to the Presidential Suite here at the Drip the Mic Hotel. I'm one of your hosts, Gina Storm, with my partner in pen and love, King Caden. Call-in number is 646-378-0355 if you'd like to join this conversation tonight. I'm enjoying the vibe. Like I said previously, I call Thursday, Friday Eve. This is how the weekend is supposed to start. Just run it. You know, if you have to work tomorrow, you won't feel so bad about it if you enjoy your Thursday. So I've always enjoyed Thursdays. For some reason, it's just been a good day for me. So I don't know.
So that she, wee, wee, that's French, huh? That's how we're doing it now? We're just going to throw them words out there? We're just going to throw them words out there. It's the she, wee, wee. Not even going to explain what it means. Not even going to say explain what it means. Just going to say that's French.
I look at it like this. We got time. We can learn languages. Any language that you want to learn, you can, because you got time. For real, I learn one new word a day. I have a word a day dictionary. I'm teaching myself Hebrew.
That's okay. I'm going to catch up later. I'm going to catch up later. But. That's okay. We're gonna do this anyway. We're gonna rock out so we can't rock no more.
Yes.
Hello,
yes.
Ms. Storm. How are you this evening?
Those of you who don't recognize her voice, this is the first lady of the Drip the Mic Hotel Subliminal, and I'm doing fine. I'm so happy to be here. I told you I live for Thursdays. This is Friday Eve.
I was trying to get in the lab for a quick hot second, but you know I had to come in and do this real quick for you, rock out with you for a little bit. So
sweet.
I know you've been dying to ask this question all night.
I finally can.
You finally can.
Yeah. I know that you can make the mic drip, but I'd like to know what your vibe is tonight, and could you express it to me poetically?
But of course.
Please,
this is called Outer Limits.
Woo-hoo.
The passion in his heart and the fire in his eye burn near satisfaction. Expecting hospitalization, medication, and rehabilitation. Yeah, a physician's prescription transcript. I'm going to need a gynecologist after this pounding he is giving. There's something to be said for being masculated, pent down extremely fast. Working overtime at the depth of our connection, experiencing a blanket of intensity. Every inch of me focused on you, centered around a gradual rhythmic heart beating flow, erotic range of motion, fingers tightening, interlacing. Bound, unable to move, building a pressure secretly, relentlessly increasing. Privately tunneling deep inside oceanic chemistry, crying out, shuddering splendor. Begging for your attention silently, our weight pressed centrally, resting from chest to thigh, cloning to one another, anticipating anatomy, slowly stroking the fibers of his mind, the intoxicating aura wrapped in your scent, channeling deeper inside mystical outer universal limits. With every gasp, sultry ink spills, exposing vulnerable curvaceousness. Clutching the ultimate, perfect, transcending essence, sinking further with every sensational breathing you in moderation. You must penetrate imagination. I wear complete consolidated dictation techniques, placing curiosity snug in your loving embrace. Magnificently framed art, surrendering improved raw passion, savoring the most exquisite demonstration, like a warming mantle desperately throbbing as you awakening my aching depths of bountiful illumination rivers. I absorb monumental moments, saturating cosmic galaxies, revealing impressive adoration, a luxurious persuasion cascading, illuminating, intensifying, ratifying, emotional ecstasy. The first constellation climax increasingly, ravishly pulsating flutters, lost sensation. Yes, this experience was an ingredient exemplifying palpitations, awakening desperation. You see, my throat is smothering constellation galaxies because it's love language reality, satisfaction guaranteed. It's like I'm fertilizing my frenzy pheromone fascination, inhaling dark illumination, generating expectation, sensual sensation of endless possibilities achieved. And that's that drip.
Yes, that was indeed that drip. Oh, there was a line about you were going to need a gynecologist in the beginning. And I was worried. And then it got beautiful. No, for real, because I was scared for you. I'm thinking, oh, that does not sound good. That sounds painful and dangerous. But cascading illuminations of his love language, this is ecstasy at its best. I'm thinking, okay, it's going to be all right.
Oops, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
That
I,
in
I
and of itself is a vibe. Yes.
Ladies and
gentlemen, she just shifted the vibe to the sexy place. Yes. Who
I mean, we're in the presidential suite.
Subliminal.
Woo,
we're yes,
in the presidential
yes,
suite.
You brought it. You brought it. My goodness. Yes, that was perfection poetically. Thank you so much for that piece, the subliminal. Please let the listeners know where you can be found next.
Oh, see, after this, I'm going to go right on over to Epiphany, and I'm going to guest host tonight on the Get Down with J. Rob, the Wise Son, and Poetic. And
yes.
Yeah, they are making me bring out an alter ego that I didn't even know I had. Which one will it be? You got to come over and find out.
Yes, indeed. Wouldn't miss it for anything. Alter egos are a necessity.
Yes,
we're
going to
yes,
find
yes.
out tonight.
Yes, 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 ladies and gentlemen. Drip the Mic's own First Lady, Miss Subliminal, with that amazing piece. It's a whole vibe in and of itself. You got to catch her next at Epiphany or the Get Down. That's exactly what they're going to do. All right, Queen, thank you so much. Let's go through a track.
Not a problem.
Radio contact is intelligent and cannot be established. Instructions are to prepare for an attack by an unknown enemy.
Oh.
Bulldog, my motherfucking pet. I pointed at you and tell that motherfucker fetch. I'm fucking her good, she got her legs on my neck. I can push her mouth and ass, call that bitch triple threat. When I was in jail, she let me call her collect. But if she get greedy, I'ma starve her to death. Top down, it's upset. Been fucking the world and nigga, I ain't come yet. You fuck with me wrong, I knock your head off your neck. Flight too long, I got a bed on a jet. The guns are drawn and I ain't talking about a sketch. I pay these niggas with a reality check. Prepared for the worst, but still praying for the best. This game is a bitch, I got my hand up a dress. The money don't sleep, so we just can't rest. And AK-47 is my fucking address.
I'm not a star. Somebody lied, I got a chopper in the car. Oh. Oh. I got a chopper in the car. Oh. I got a chopper in the car.
yeah. Load up the choppers like it's December 31st. Roll up and cock it and hit some niggas where it hurts. If I die today, remember me like John Lennon. Barrett and Louis, I'm talking all brown linen.
Big black nigga in an icy watch. Shoes on the coupe, bitch, I got a Nike shop. Count the profits, you could bring them in the Nike box. Grinding in my Jordans, kick them off, they might be high. Swish, I'm swimming in a yellow bitch. In a red 911, looking devilish. Red bean, make a bitch, nigga, sit down. Thought it was bulletproof till he got hit the fifth down. Drop palm all up in a nigga dope. Make it come back even harder than before. Baby, I'm the only one that pays your car note. Well, connected, got killers off in Chicago. I'm not a star. Somebody lied, I got a chopper in the car. I got a chopper in the car. I got a chopper in the car.
Yeah, load up and chopper back in December 31st. Roll up and cock it and hit them niggas where it hurts. If I die today, remember me like John Lennon. Barrett and Louis, I'm talking all brown linen, huh? Talk stupid, get your head popped. I got that Esther, bitch, I'm Red Fox. Big B, Red Sox. I get money to kill time, dead clock. You fucking with a nigga who don't give a fuck. Empty the clip, then roll the window up. Pussy nigga sweet, you nigga spin a bun. I'm in a red bitch, she say she finna come. 200 thou on the chain, I don't need a peek. That banana clip, let your key to speak. Dark shade, easy E. Five letters, YMCMB. Bitch ass nigga, pussy ass nigga. I see you looking what you looking at, nigga. You know the rules, kill them all and keep moving. If I die today, it be a holiday.
I'm not a star. Somebody lied, I got a chopper in the car, so don't make it come alive.
Yeah.
Rip your ass apart, then I put myself together. YMCMB, double L, we rich forever. The bigger the bullet, the more that bitch gon' bang. Red on the wall, Basquiat when I paint.
Yeah.
Red Lamborghini till I gave it to my bitch. My first home invasion, Poppy gave me 43. Son of a bitch, then I made a great escape. Ain't it funny, mama only son be baking cake. Pull up in the sleigh, hop out like a Santa Claus. Niggas gather around, got gifts for each and all of y'all. Take it home and let it bubble, that's a double up. If you get in trouble, that just mean you fucking up. It's a cold world, I need a bird to cut it wood.
Yeah.
I call the plays, motherfucker, hunt it wood.
I'm not a star, somebody lied. I got a chopper in the car.
Yeah. He said he got a chopper in the car. Ladies and gentlemen, this presidential suite at the Drip the Mic Hotel. I'm one of your two hosts, Tina Storm, along with my partner in life and love, King Caden. This is the presidential suite. The dial-in number is 646-378-0355. Call in, raise your hand, and join this conversation tonight. It's an entire vibe. I would like to keep down the piece to you that I wrote on May 21st, 2016. It's one of my memory pieces, but it still is relevant today. I titled it simply, My Medication. Life's constantly stressing me. People, for the most part, I found to be grimy. The men that I know aren't all, but quite a few, are slimy. They make me want to take a permanent vacay to Miami and find a Spanglish-speaking bee who will roll a Cuban for me daily. A pain reliever, antidepressant, all-around miracle cure, that's for sure. See, I'm no stoner who's been out here smoking reefer and immature. No, I'm a grown-ass woman on my grind. I understand that the healthcare industry is big business and pharmacy has drugs that are often abused. I'm equipped with the proper tools. All I need is a switcher, a lighter, and that slow-burning, good-smelling fire so that I can puff and pass among myself so that I can feel better and relieve my stress. Life wasn't expected to allow me to see 40, and here I am, 50. Real talk, and I think the Jesus people might want to bypass this piece because while I inhale, this isn't corona that's making me cough. I'm a scuba diver with lungs that are deep, and my feelings so far
for the remainder of my life they have been to infinity, far from Saul. I don't drive anymore, but when I'm a passenger, I often cheat. And on the mic, I like to freestyle, and this time I'm keystyling. I do so respectfully. My health is a concern, but I've learned that the side effects from pills have other ills, and I token become creative. Oftentimes, I do housework, and I bake, and I cook. That's a win-win in my book. I can supply my own habit, and I don't have to turn a trick to roll a fat one. These ain't jokes for no fun. Lupus, myasthenia gravis, asthma, arthritis, and fibromyalgia pain are things that I've been diagnosed with, but every single day so far, I've won. I prefer to smoke my medication. My short-term memory is sometimes fuzzy, so please excuse me because I live in what they call a brain fog. Pardon me if I make a cloud that's loud above my head. I hear the doctors and I believe in prayer. I still will always believe that weed is good. You do you, and I'll be over here being smoky, doing me too. I'm Gina Storm. Thank you for indulging me in peace. Shout out my partner in Penn Rhyme and my guest and co-host Every Day of Life. Here at Presidential Suite, King Cadence was the other half, Storm Cadence, and I'm not sure if he's ready to join me on the mic, but I know he has a piece. Whenever he's ready, he can let me know. In the meantime, we're going to hear from the Drift of Mike Hotel's own CEO, Aziz the Pulmonologist. Mike, it's yours.
Sorry, you said something about weed. I lit my blood up.
I get that. Cough it out.
I was trying to talk while I had smoke in my mouth.
Cough it out.
My bad. One more pop, then I'm ready.
You're good.
Okay, let's go. What up, family?
What up? So glad to have you in the Presidential Suite this evening, sir. Happy Thursday.
Absolutely. Yes. One more day at this damn job, then I'm off for a little 3-day weekend. I'm feeling that.
Absolutely. Something to look forward to.
Yes. Absolutely. I can't wait.
Right. So I know you brought a fire piece. Absolutely.
All right. Yes.
I'm hoping that it's not a musical piece. I would love for you to spit some fire poetry on this mic tonight.
You want musical? You want me to sing?
I did not hope that you were singing. What I hoped was that you brought a fire ass piece.
Wasn't even thinking that way, but you brought it up, and since you are so gracious to bring it up, I mean, you know, I'll be remiss if I didn't, you know. I mean, you're the host of the show, so it's what you get. You know, you get what you want.
You were confused. That's not what I said.
Okay. No singing. All right. Goddamn. I was ready.
No. Stay ready, though. It's not the time.
I was ready with the woo-woo.
It'll be a different show. You said woo-woo and woo.
I was ready with the woo-woo-woo.
Oh, help me. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, if you did not know, this man is also a stand-up comedian. I'm asking questions because I'm sick to death now. I know that you can make the mic drip. I'd like to know if you want to bring us your vibes tonight to the president.
No doubt.
The mic is yours.
Mid-July. Thank you. A mid-July night in Cali has gotten hot, forcing me under these lukewarm summer shower drops. A towel blots me dry. Oil down in the nude, I plop in bed with a perfectly rolled blunt and a cool double shot of apple Ciroc on the rocks. And it's got me at ease. A cool breeze from the AC puts me to sleep and I'm at peace. Innocently, I proceed to catch some seas, but see, my sacred routine was intervened upon suddenly and certainly. Her everyday flirting me has elevated to her harassing me nocturnally. This anatomy standing before me is the perfectly personified vision of ecstasy. I'm sweating heavily with anticipating drops. Looking at this heavenly goddess invade my dreams, fulfill its fantasies, and pleased to be my cerebral thought. It is unclear how she suddenly appeared, but here she is. In my domain with this porno star frame, not ashamed to entertain and drain me with her hunger games. though sprouting erectly and feeling beastly. My speech comes off expressing me needing a relieving. Testicles full, shaft stiffly proceeding as pre-cum is leaking. I am elated with her gentle touch. She is pleased with my different angles and her fingers travel my body as such. She sucks with the lust of Roomba vacuum upgrades. The dribbling of her lips is the motion on my dick as her tongue plays my instrument with liquid rhythm back and forth like wiper blades. Side to side and left to right, first stroking my pipe like she applied Astroglide. With pride, she handles and puts her stamp on it. The championship skills of this oral philanthropist got me to flip her and show her I too can apply hypnotic licks. And I commit to slurping her juices with these four lips. Mm-hmm. And yes, she gets soaked and wet, but my tongue and her clit is not yet finished our horizontal rendition of the two-step. Narcissistic in my mission to unleash everlasting dripping before I slip inside her preciousness. I begin wedging my inches between her thighs, stretching it, and her temple is accepting it. When it comes to this bedroom shit, my mental dysfunction kicks in quick. I'm a little bit sick with PTSD, meaning I'm programmed to slaying dick. Hard as a brick, forcefully I fit her like we are tailor-made. She meets my movement with a graceful ballet, courageously satisfying my crave. Trying to save myself for a photographic finish, her relentless finesse is testing my limits. The moisture of her filling is demanding. I cipher myself within it. Gentle breath biting accompanies a swift upshift in my cadence, and off I lift. Still digging it, getting it moist as I continue to mist it. Session accomplished. Another minute and I saw myself wanting her once more over. I opened my eyelids to an empty sticky bed as if my awakeness was a restraining order. Because just like that, she was gone. All along, I was all alone. But our subconsciousness meets nocturnally because that magnetism of our energy is just that strong. And that's that drip.
That was indeed that drip. You did that same thing that Mr. Blumel did, because when you started out with my cerebral thought, I'm thinking, where's he going with this, Jesus? It was hot. There was so much wordplay that it was fantastic. I couldn't even keep up. I felt dizzy. But I'm going to leave all the listeners to understand and appreciate one thing. There's something about weed and sex that's next level, in case you don't know.
Man, all the way next level.
Every day.
Your
whole body and mind are different. Yeah.
Man, y'all just don't know. Y'all just don't know. That's that business.
And if you do, hold on tight. It's always going to be an intellectual ride. It will not be just your body that's stimulated. So you did that. That was a drip. All right, obvious terminology.
So
I have
that.
To ask you the same question that I asked your queen, and it simply is this, mm-hmm. Sir, where can you be found next?
Listen. So a huge announcement. Well, first of all, you can catch me tomorrow night on Drift and Mike Erotic Fridays. That is our beginning of the weekend show. That's how you keep your weekend off. So whatever you got, bring it, roll it up, smoke it up, pour it up, and just come have a good time. Erotic poet and erotic poetry at its finest. And just come through and kick back and listen to us. Call in. You know the dial-in number, 646-378-0355. But more important than that, Sunday show. I know Sunday show, everybody is used to that being a little different. It's more so aimed toward, musicians, actors and actresses, some of Hollywood's finest. However, this weekend we are doing the first of a series of crossover shows that we're going to be doing. So we're going to be doing monthly crossover shows where the shows throughout the week, the poetry shows, will be crossing over with 2020 Visions on Drift the Mic on Sundays. This week, Erotic Fridays, we will be doing Erotic Fridays on Sundays. That is a show that you can watch live on Facebook. The host, Mira the Songstress, will be live in the studio. However, poets, you do not want to miss this one, because we will have in studio 6-time Grammy winner, poet, spoken word artist, Malik Yusuf, who writes for Kanye West, Jay-Z, Beyonce, Carl Thomas, and his countless other artists. He will be, and his pen is sick. He is the wordsmith, and he will be in the studio listening to us poets, giving the feedback. And I ask that all of my Drifting Mic hosts are there. If you're Drifting Mic, please be there. I don't ask that y'all, that it's mandatory that y'all be at any show, but please come to this one. It is big. It is very important. Come through, spit your piece. Malik Yusuf will give you his feedback. And I mean, if you don't know who he is, shame on you, first of all. But secondly, and even more important, y'all Google the man. Google the man, and you will see he's majorly accomplished. However, again, he will be in the studio this Sunday. Now, that show starts a little bit later. It starts at 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. But it's just going to be a dope live Sunday show. So that will be the very first of our Drift of My crossover shows with 2020 Visions. Then we'll from there, we'll go to the Saturday show, which is the conference room. Then we do Tuesday show, which is the Peace Spot with Paul Cranham and Sweet Cake. Then we do Wednesdays, which is Pulmonology. And then we'll do this show, the Presidential Suite. And so they're all going to be crossover shows that we're going to be doing. And we'll be on Zoom so y'all can see us actually live. And man, it's just going to be dope. It's going to be a good time Sunday. So please make sure you grab your best ink and come on through.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you hold that from Aziz, the pulmonologist, the rundown for the 7-day shows at the Drift the Mic Hotel every evening, same time, same call-in number. On Sunday, we will all be live, so you want to be there and not miss it. We're going to take a brief musical interlude, and we'll be back to open up the mic for our next poet.
And I'm faded. This cut's feeling amazing. Got a voicemail on my phone from a little breezy feeling X-rated. She told a nigga she hurting. I'm in the car and I'm swerving. I walked into her bedroom. I put it down, that's certain. Man, I stay on that Ferrari. Man, I stay taking shots. Man, your girl be on my track. Maybe cause I'm everything you're not. See, I ain't no bitch nigga, no rich nigga, no snitch nigga. I'm a real nigga, that's real nigga. I'm just trying to chill, cause I'm way too drunk to be talking like this. I'm way too high to be tripping like this. Way too young to be living like this. Ask me why I do it, I'ma put it like this. God damn it, I love. Rolling up some good, shawty lips be rolling on the wood. Damn, she wrote it good. Rolling over, I ain't sleeping over. Now she rolling the eye, rolling on the floor, laughing. Cause she looks so surprised. Girl, you been around the block, and I've been on that survive. Got your man circling your block. Maybe cause I'm everything you're not. See, I ain't no bitch nigga, no rich nigga, no snitch nigga. I'm a real nigga, that's real nigga. I'm just trying to chill, cause I'm way too drunk to be talking like this. I'm way too high to be tripping like this. Way too young to be living like this. Ask me why I do it, I'ma put it like this. God damn it, I love. I love it, I love it, I love it, I love it, I love it.
are back at the Drip the Mic Hotel. This is the Presidential Suite. I am one of the hosts this evening, Gina Storm, half of Storm's Cadence. King's Cadence is my partner in rim and life. He is my everything. We have another caller on the mic that is a member of the Drip the Mic Hotel family. Ladies and gentlemen, next caller on the mic, MD Live.
Good evening, good evening. Hello.
Hello, happy Thursday, bro. Welcome to the Presidential Suite at the Drip the Mic Hotel. Happy to have you. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Every day is better than the last, I'm happy to say.
I heard you on the show last night, and I wanted to catch you before you got off. That poem that I had wrote with your name in it has become one of the favorite poems that people like to hear me read.
Oh.
My sister, my mom, they all like to hear me read that piece.
Absolutely. I'm humbled and honored. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know MD Live, you need to. Please let the listeners know where you can be found, as well as what you brought to the mic this evening.
As of right now, I can be found on Facebook and also on Saturday's show, The Conference. And soon I will be having a YouTube channel, and also I'm building a new website for myself. So as soon as that is done, I will place it on Facebook so everybody can know where to find me. And tonight I brought with me part 9 through 11 of my new story.
That's what I was hoping. All right. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to ask the gentleman, because I already know that he can make the mic trip. I know he's bringing a vibe tonight that is exclusively his. So without further ado, MD Live, the mic is yours.
Thank you, thank you. This is part 9, verse 11 of my new story. You say you are the angel of mercy and grace, but I don't believe you. Sounds to me you bring death, so I blame you. You took the life that was me. My baby was my reason for living. So why don't you leave me and let me be? I have one bullet left, and I'm going to use it on me. I no longer want to be here. Without her, I am alone. The angel then placed his hand on my shoulder and said, my friend, you are never alone. We, the angels, are guiding your soul, and you have your wife. She needs you, and ask for what you want. For now, I will leave you. Before he left, he placed his hands over mine, which still held the gun. Then suddenly, I saw the light again. It came and went. I no longer heard his voice, so I proceeded with my plan. I placed the gun in my mouth. Click, click, click. What's wrong with this gun? I fired 10 shots, so I know there's another bullet in here somewhere. I lowered the gun to the ground, then, bang, it went off. This time I heard a different voice speaking to me. It said you had one bullet left. It didn't fire because God is not ready for you. I jumped up and screamed, not again. Now who are you? What do you want? Leave me alone and let me do what I want to. He replied, I too am here to help you. But before I reveal myself, I want you to understand, no matter what you do, tonight you will not die. It's not your time yet. Another light shone, but it was darker than the first. I felt a hand cover my heart. And I cried out, what are you doing to me? And as he revealed himself, the way I was feeling went away. I no longer wanted to end my life. I felt I needed to go home and be with my wife, 11. I stood there for a moment in a haze, because when he touched my heart, I caught a glimpse of what my daughter was living through. She was in so much pain, and I never knew. Before I drove off, I looked over at this angel and asked, again, who are you? And as he began to fade, he replied, Aziz, the angel of, then he was gone. I thought to myself, he must have been the angel of compassion, because that's what I felt when he laid hands on me. Finally, I had made it home. The streets were still covered with people talking about what had just happened. And there, sitting on the porch, was my neighbor and my wife. As I walked up to her, she stood up with tears streaming down her face. She looked at me and gave me a big hug. She cried out, our baby is gone. How are we supposed to live on into next week?
MD Live, I could barely breathe. Wow. These stories are amazing. Every chapter, every series, my goodness, I don't even understand if you understand how you make us feel. I know how you make me feel. I feel exhausted. I feel like I was involved, that this was in first person, and I'm not just listening.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Absolutely.
Yeah, I was told once I can come up with some good stories because I've always been a good liar.
Oh, my goodness, yes. And I'm going to tell you what else. It's like if you ever binge watch a show on Netflix or something where you watch one episode after another until you fall asleep,
How
I feel with your stories. Yes, I can listen to one chapter after another until, I don't know, whenever you're done. Because it's like one of my favorite shows. I live by the highway. If you can hear crazy noises outside, it's not in my house.
I enjoy the feedback I get from you guys about these stories. They keep me writing. Y'all feedback keeps me writing.
And it's necessary. You are a vital part of the community because your stories are life-giving, life-changing, life-altering. Like, literally, I feel emotionally attached. So I'm looking forward to the next chapters. And thank you again, MD Live, for coming to the Presidential Suite.
Always. Likewise. And thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you, family. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was MD Live. He can be found here because he's always here. Monday through Sunday on Facebook at MD Live. Like you said, and these chapters are life-giving. Right now at this time, I'd like to do something that I hadn't had a chance to do previously because King James isn't available to spit his piece. I'll read a piece for him that he wrote. He titled it simply, Old Friend. My God, I can't believe it's actually you, your smile perfectly tucked into the corners of your teeth. How deeply you breathe as if you've never broke eye contact, saying how happy you are to see me. Carefully you list your pros to counter my own, yet my newfound mentality shown says, just leave it all alone. So I watch you, so happy to have crossed my path, and fully knowing where this conversation is going isn't the half of the half. Numbers and gravity always are common, even if inside my friend, you're not. Plus, even in your light shade, it's too hot, so I await the other shoe's drop. Please know it matters not. You don't even have to pretend. You know it hurts to see me win. I just wanted to let you know I missed you too, but keep it moving, old friend. I'm Gina Storm. That was written by King's Cadence, together with Storm's Cadence, and that's his piece. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Presidential Suite at the Drift the Mic Hotel. The call-in number is, please call in. Press 1 and join the conversation. We're going to go to a musical break.
right now. Oh yeah.
Oh, I like this.
I got money on my mind, oh yeah. I get bag at the bag, oh yeah. Saint Laurent go yard,
oh yeah.
Shut the car, you can charge, oh yeah.
Talk to him, dollar sign.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh oh.
Let me tell you what I told her.
Yeah. Oh oh.
Rock it. Hey, what you want, babe? Order like restaurants, babe. What's a snack to an entree? Bought a ghost, just a haunt, babe. No, you ain't insane, but you could get some Saint Laurent, babe. No, you smoke guns, but you been looking like a joint, babe. And I wanna hit it, make sure you got it when they couldn't get it. Oh yeah, you coming with it, you always doing it, they never did it. Oh yeah, big mad or they little mad, drop a big bag on a little bag. That's too much for a new clutch, came through for you, I'm too clutch.
I got money on my mind,
oh yeah.
I get bag at the bag,
oh yeah.
Saint Laurent go yard, oh yeah. Start the car, you can charge, oh yeah. Oh, oh, yeah. Oh, oh, yeah. Oh, oh, yeah. Oh, oh, yeah. Penthouse in Miami just to take you down, yeah, yeah. I protect your wrist and I believe your child, yeah, yeah. Just go to the mall and blow like 80,000. All that ass happened, girl, you know you tried it. Who was directing your name? Yeah. Who bought you Alexander Wayne? Who got your hands in her chain? Kenzo, Gucci, Hermes, hey. Y'all stop in the Robbie, I'm just saying. I got money on my mind, oh, yeah. I get bag at the bag, oh, yeah. Saint Laurent go yard, oh, yeah. Start the car, you can charge, oh, yeah. Oh, oh, yeah. Oh, oh, yeah. Mm. Oh, oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Oh, oh, yeah.
I get bag after bag, let the money talk for me. I ain't never have to brag, ooh yeah. In my bag, in my duffel, so you know it's gonna be different when I cuff it. Ooh, yeah. I might Rolex your left, yeah. Cartier your right, yeah. My city don't sleep, we can party there all night, yeah. Champagne for breakfast, bad bitch for lunch, then. Really, we just out here trying to function.
I got money on my mind, oh, yeah. I get bag after bag, oh. Yeah, Saint Laurent go yard, oh yeah. Start the car, you can charge, oh yeah. Oh, oh, yeah. Oh, oh, yeah. Mm. Oh, oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Oh, oh, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Drip to Mike Hotel. This is the Presidential Suite. I'm one of your two hosts this evening, Gina Storm. Storm's Cadence is the host of this show. We are happily celebrating Thursday for me. I call it Friday Eve. This is just before a holiday weekend, and we're excited to be here with all of you. Call in number 646-378-0355. And we are here at the Drip the Mic Hotel. Before we end this evening, we're doing an abridged version of our show because the First Lady of the Drip the Mic Hotel has a feature this evening in less than an hour, and we want to be sure that we're ready for it. So I want to thank everyone who listened online. Anyone who called and didn't raise their hand, please know that you are loved. And I'm going to end with this simply. This freestyle I'm going to title Back to Back. A lot of times people tell you that they have their back, and as a matter of fact, they really don't. They say it, they want to, but they can't, or they won't. They feel that they want to be supported, but they feel like they would be betraying themselves, and that's okay because what God has for you is yours and no one else. I'm just so happy to have someone in my life who gets it, who loves me right, who holds me down, and when he says back to back, I feel his shoulders on either side of mine. I love that. And as a matter of fact, there's some days when I wouldn't be able to get through what I go through if it wasn't for him and what we do. So every single opportunity that I get to share the mic with the love of my life is a win for me, you see. What I'm so excited about is the fact that we have unity. And that kind of solidarity, well, that's love, so loyalty. And that's the thing that you get when you're part of a family. To all my brothers and sisters in pen, everyone who calls me a cousin or thinks they're my kin, I want to know that if you're loving me, I'm loving you back. I want you to know that if I tell you, I got your back. So when I say back to back, I mean that explicitly, not just one love, one mic. No, we're in this together, you see. We're not in competition. We're on the same damn team. I'm Gina Storm. This is the Presidential Suite. Happy Thursday, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for indulging me. I'm going to say goodnight, and we're going to see you on the next mic. In peace.
This ain't the honeymoon, we're past the infatuation phase. Right in the thick of love, at times we get sick of love. Seems like we argue every day. I know I've misbehaved, you've made your mistakes. We both still got room left to grow. And though love sometimes hurts, put you first. We'll make this thing work, but I think we should take it slow. We're just ordinary people. We don't know which way to go. Cause we're ordinary people. Bye. take it slow.